You mean what Cindy thought was sugar was really salt? No wonder I didn't think that cake tasted very good.
There's a big difference between salt and sugar, and there's a big difference between good and evil. Hi there, come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie. Thanks for joining me for Keys for Kids, Not Sugar. That's the name of my story, and here are some good verses from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Our story, Not Sugar. Cindy mixed cake batter, set the oven at the correct temperature, and popped the cake in to bake. "I'll clean the bowl," offered her brother Nick. "Nope," Cindy quickly ran water into the bowl. "I've heard the batter isn't good for you like that. You'll have to wait till the cake is done." But when the cake was done, it did not look good. "I'll try it," said Nick. He cut out a small piece. "Yuck," he exclaimed. "Not even frosting will help that." Dad came in from the garage as Cindy tried the cake and made a face. "What's going on?" Dad asked. "Cindy's cake tastes funny," replied Nick. Seeing the sugar canister still standing on the counter, Dad looked startled. "Oh, no," he exclaimed. "It's my fault, Cindy, and I'm sorry. Yesterday I picked up a few groceries. When I got home, a box of salt was leaking. The sugar canister was empty, so I poured the salt into it. The phone rang, and I forgot to mention it." Dad hugged her as he apologized. "I'm afraid you used salt instead of sugar." "See? You should have let me clean the bowl," said Nick. "Then you wouldn't have even baked it." "Does this remind anybody of Pastor's message last Sunday?" Mom asked. "He talked about the verse in Isaiah where people said evil was good and light was darkness and bitter was sweet, remember? Of course, salt isn't bitter, but the idea is still the same. The label on the canister said the contents were sweet, but they sure weren't." "No," Dad shook his head. "It's too bad that happened, but at least you can bake a new cake. If people say a thing is good when God calls it evil, that's much more serious."
Like what sort of things might they say?" Cindy asked.
"Well, how about if someone says a movie or TV show is good, but it uses bad words or makes sinful behavior look okay?" Mom asked. "Well, that's calling evil good," said Nick. "Saying that doing drugs is good or that cigarettes won't hurt you are other examples of calling evil good, right?"
"Some kids say going to Bible club is a waste of time," said Cindy.
"That's just the opposite. It's saying that something good is evil." Dad smiled. "I think you guys are getting the idea," he said. "In fact, I think you've got it." Well, how about you? Do you know which things God says are good and which he says are evil? In today's world, many people try to make the good sound evil and the evil sound good. It's sad that people often think things like truthfulness, kindness, and patience are not always necessary, and that dishonesty, immorality, and cheating are sometimes okay, but that isn't true. Know what God says in his word and follow his guidelines. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And our key thought, never say something evil is good. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministry, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Bye now. Thanks for listening.